following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, sports fans all across the globe. Welcome in. We are the hottest sports variety program here in the Valley of the Sun and everywhere else. Get at us, the people, 1-800-878-7529. So much to get into in the sports world, from the NBA draft that happened just the other day. Obviously, a bunch of NBA free agency to talk about. Melo, he's going to opt in, Mike Wilson. He wants that $27.9 million. I don't disagree with the guy. Why not take it? The World Cup is obviously going on in full throttle. Major League Baseball going on in full throttle. But a couple of hours of power-packed sports talk for you here on the Dorfon Sports Weekend Recap with my man, Mike Wilson, who I got to say good morning to. Good morning, Mike. How are you, buddy?
Doing really good, yeah. And there's this little thing going on in Omaha called the College World Series, so we may spend some time talking about that. And I can brag a little bit about my Oregon State Beavers. So you know, but it's all good. And if I'm Mello, I'm opting in the $28 million. I'd opt in the $28 million in a drop of a hat.
Yeah, I mean, just an amazing, obviously, it makes a lot of sense for him to take that contract and just say, hey, yeah, I'll continue to play basketball and take money from you and get overpaid for the job that I'm doing at this point in my career. But hey, yeah. It is what it is, man. Again, so much to get into today, people. You can get at us in many different ways. 1-800-878-7529. You can also hit us up on Twitter. For Mike, it would be Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's going to be Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. You can always check out the website. It's DorfOnSportsRadio.com. A lot to get into with this Jameis Winston deal. I'm interested to talk to you a little bit about that, Mike. On the other side, we're going to talk to our professor of sports, none other than John Poulter, who we get all the way from Canada. We talk baseball with that guy. So looking forward to talking to John about what's going on in Major League Baseball, because I'll tell you what, man, it's pretty fun, it's pretty cool, and it's been a good season so far. A lot of teams in the race and a lot of teams in the mix. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Recap. We'll be right back, everybody.
Hey, travelers. Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call. Because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. That's 800-296-1252.
I'm Chris Walls, and I'm a truck driver from Missouri. For 13 hours a night, I sit in my truck and I drive. Out of boredom, I'll stop and eat. If I'm not doing fast food, I guarantee there's a bag of chips open on my dashboard. That was all until Andro 400. I started out 4 months ago, and since taking Andro 400, I have dropped 45 pounds. I'm sleeping better. There's no cravings. I actually don't even think about food. My knee pain went away. I've had some lower back issues, and I've noticed that that went away, and I can only contribute that to Andro 400. One thing that Andro 400 said on the radio ad, says it attacks belly fat. Well, let me tell you, it did. The second month is where I saw a drastic change in the size of my stomach. I've lost 6 inches. This product really does work.
So guys, if you'd like to experience similar results, then get Andro 400, the safe, natural, and inexpensive way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
All right, so welcome back in. Let's jump back in, right, Mike Wilson? He is Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Recap. A lot to get into. Get at us, 1-800-878-7529. Obviously, we want to thank those people listening to us on NSN. That's Notoriety Sports Network. You can check us out there on Facebook. And then obviously you can always check us out here. You can always get at us, 1-800-878-7529. You can hit us up on Twitter. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. And then check out the website as well. It's DorfOnSportsRadio.com. But you can also get all of the audio at SportsByline.com. Check it out there. And I think we've got our man, John Poulter, who's with us all the way from Canada. None other than the professor of sports, our professor of sports anyway, John Poulter. Good morning, John. How are you, my man?
Morning, Andy. Good morning, Mike. Doing very well, thanks. How about the two of you?
Complain. We've got a new forum where you can check us out so people can hear you also on the NSN network. So that would be the Notoriety Sports Network. You can get that on Facebook Live. That's where you can check us out right now. You can see us. You can listen to us at sportsbyline.com, and you can hear all of the audio with John Poulter, our professor of sports as well. But, hey, John, a lot to get into in Major League Baseball, and it's pretty amazing what's happened in the American League as of late. The Cleveland Indians have woken up. The Astros have woken up. The Yankees and the Sox, I mean, they've been woken up since the beginning of the year, but all those teams starting to play a lot better baseball. Cleveland now winners of six straight, and both, or all three, I should say, the Yankees, Sox, and Houston all have 50 wins or more.
Yeah, we're starting in all divisions in Major League Baseball, with the exception of the National League Central, we're really starting to see clusters of teams, and we're, you know, like looking at the AL East as a classic example, we're looking really at sort of three divisions within the division. We're looking at the Yankees in Boston, a game apart at the top, and then there's a huge drop off to Tampa Bay and the Blue Jays, 15 and 16 behind, and then there's Baltimore on their own in the American League Central, which might be the weakest division in baseball right now from a competitive standpoint. Cleveland, the only team at 500, as you said, they've kind of woken up. They've got their act together, six in a row, seven out of the last 10. Only team playing 500 ball in that division. Then we've got Detroit and Minnesota kind of battling for second place, seven and eight games out respectively. And then we get down to that terrible spot at the bottom where we've got the White Sox in Kansas City. And hard to believe that we've got a team like the White Sox that is right now, if they continue to play at the pace they're playing, they'll go 53 and 109. They're not even the worst team in their division. What does that tell us about the competitiveness in that division? Cleveland, really, if they get their act together and manage to play 500 ball the rest of the way, they should really punch their ticket to the postseason without a whole lot of effort. And in the West, Houston and Seattle, kind of a division by themselves. All of a sudden, the Angels and Oakland 9.5 and 10.5 respectively back. Texas at the bottom with 17. So we're getting to that point in the season now, just about halfway, where we're starting to see teams pull away, teams fall back, and then a whole cluster in the middle trying to get back into it. And it's going to be tough for them simply because they've dug such a big hole for themselves.
That's the voice of John Poulter, our professor of sports, joining us here on the Dorfman Sports Weekend Recap with Mike Wilson. Hey, let me ask you this because you brought up the Seattle Mariners. And you know what? They're competitive, man. Let's be honest. I know they're 3.5 games back at Houston, but they're playing Boston relatively well. And have you been impressed with Seattle? And do you think that they're going to be able to maintain this throughout the whole year?
Yeah, I have been impressed with Seattle for a couple of reasons. Their pitching has been a lot better than I anticipated that it would be. And I've been impressed by the way that that team has come together since Robinson Cano has been out of the lineup, first through injury and then through the suspension. When you lose your best player, there's a great temptation for everybody to try and step up and fill that hole. And I think what they have done in Seattle, is, and to coin a phrase that you use a lot with the Diamondbacks, it's that next man up mentality. I think a lot of these guys have just come together and said, hey, if I can give just a little bit more, and 8 or 9 of us do that, all of a sudden we can sort of replace what this guy was doing. And that's kind of what's happened, because whoever they've been playing at second base, and they've kind of had a rotation at second base, no one's really played well there. So it's got to be the other seven position players that are picking that up quite easily, and they're giving Houston a run for their money. I mean, Houston and the Red Sox both on track to win 106 games, the Yankees to win 109, so for Seattle to be within a few games of Houston at this point, given that they've lost a star like Cano, I think is a great accomplishment. And, you know, Seattle's on a pace to win 99 games themselves, which is no small feat. So hats off to Seattle. I think they played very well.
Hey, John, good morning. Hope everything is good. You know, we have these Diamondbacks out here. Now we have to worry about Kershaw being back for the Dodgers. What's it going to come down to between these two teams to see who comes out on top in this division?
Well, I think I can look at it from two standpoints, Mike. The first one is the Diamondbacks have to continue to play as well as they did at the start of the season and maybe as well as they're playing now and get away from that horrendous slump they had at the start of the month of May. I mean, they were just terrible for quite some time there. And I think they have to do something about replacing that bat of Martinez. We've talked many times about how he picked that team up at the deadline last year when he came over. They really haven't replaced him. I think they really need to go out and get Martinez version 2.0, if you want to put it that way. From the Dodgers' standpoint, they have to keep everybody healthy, which has been a tremendous challenge for them all season, especially with some of the star players. Kershaw came back last night through 3 innings. I think he threw 55 pitches, 39 of them for strikes. He was probably on a pitch count, and I'm going to guess it was probably 60 because he was removed at the end of 3 innings. He gave up a couple of runs, but given the history that he's had this year, I think it's probably a positive sign for the Dodgers that he came back, and they're probably quite pleased with the way that he came back, and also the fact that he had the good control. 39 out of 55 are pretty good numbers in terms of strikes to pitch ratio.
That's the voice of John Poulter, a professor of sports, joining us here on the program, breaking down Major League Baseball. And we've jumped over to the National League. We did discuss a little bit about the American League, but the Brewers still on top of the Central in the National League. The Atlanta Braves, again, this is beginning. It's been a story, but this is beginning to be a heck of a story for the whole season, them and the Phillies. Let's be honest, the Nationals 3 games behind the Atlanta Braves, Philadelphia Phillies 1.5 games behind Atlanta, the Brewers 2 games ahead of Chicago right now, St. Louis lurking a little bit behind at 5.5 back. The Diamondbacks have weathered the storm. They're still leading that division now, 43-33, 10 games over 500. The Dodgers are coming. Kershaw's back, like you mentioned. He did throw those 55 pitches, went for 3 innings. And I want to ask you, you know, John, with Kershaw, how careful do they have to be, do you think?
I think they have to be very careful because in the past few seasons, he's had I wouldn't say a reputation of being brittle, but he's, for a star pitcher, who's very good when he's on, he's spent probably an unusual amount of time on the disabled list, and he's also had that little bit of a stigma that he hasn't been at the top of his game in the postseason. And let's face it, that's when you need your top pitchers to be at the top of their game. I think they have to be very careful with him. He's been on the DL twice this season, both times with back injuries, and we all know how serious that can be for any player, even an individual that's not an athlete. It can immobilize you tremendously. So for a guy at the top of his game like Kershaw, I think they've got to be real careful with him. I suspect that they'll stretch him out over time. He may go four innings the next time. He may go five the time after that, and so on and so forth. I think they have to be very careful with him, and he has to be careful himself because he's in a free agent year. So he won't want to overextend himself and perhaps jeopardize his future earnings. But that's going to be a pretty interesting race. Arizona and the Dodgers have kind of pulled a little bit ahead of the other teams. San Francisco four games out, Colorado four and a half, and then San Diego, even at the bottom of that division, 8.5 out, but that's going to be a big hole for them to climb out of. But I see the Dodgers and the Diamondbacks in that division. The Central, that's just the opposite of the American League Central. The National League Central might be the most competitive team division in baseball, and even Cincinnati in last place, 9 out of their last 11, 6 in a row, and they're starting to make a little bit of a move. They could make it interesting yet at the bottom end of that division.
Interesting. John Poulter, our professor of sports, joining us. We're going to take a quick pause for the cause, and then we're going to come back, and we're going to continue talking about Major League Baseball. Keep it close, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, getting you through another Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back, everybody.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies? But you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984. And has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
All righty, everybody. Mike Olson, Andy, getting you through another Dorsan Sports Weekend Edition. We like thoughts, we like opinions, people. 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on Twitter. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorsan Sports or Dorsan Online. Don't check out the website, it's DorsanSportsRadio.com. We're continuing our conversation with John Poulter, our professor of sports here, talking Major League Baseball at the moment. Again, thoughts and opinions encouraged. They're welcomed. You can get at us, 1-800-878-7529. All right, John, so I want to get back into this, and I want to talk to you a little bit about the story that is the Atlanta Braves or the Philadelphia Phillies and then the Washington Nationals. Is Harper playing himself out of a huge contract, number one? Again, how impressive is Atlanta? How impressive are the Phillies to you so far?
Well, to answer the Harper question first, he certainly isn't helping himself. He was here in Toronto last weekend for a three-game series. The Blue Jays swept Washington, including a game on Saturday afternoon that I attended where they made Max Scherzer look like a relatively ordinary pitcher rather than the superstar that he is. Harper seems to be going through a spell right now where he's striking out an awful lot more than somebody of his caliber you would expect. I don't know whether it's nerves. I don't know whether it's the pressure of the fact that Washington, again, seems to not be playing as well as the talent on paper says they should be playing. I don't see what the problem is there from a team standpoint. You look up and down that lineup, and other than behind the plate, they got a pretty strong player at every position. Their pitching staff is deep. Their bullpen is deep. Good quality manager and coach. Just don't really understand why they're struggling so much. Maybe they're as surprised as the rest of us are the way Atlanta and Philadelphia came out of the gate. And Atlanta 43-32, Philadelphia 41-33, three games with the Braves, three games ahead of Washington. I got to be honest with you, if you'd said to me at the start of the season or even at the end of April, would we see the Washington Nationals three games behind the Atlanta Braves towards the end of June, I would have told you no, I just don't think that's possible. But clearly I was wrong, and probably several other people have been wrong on that. The Mets and Miami have another situation where they've kind of fallen a long way off the pace. The Mets 10 back, the Marlins 12 and a half back. So I got to think by the end of the season that Washington is going to go out and pick up an arm or pick up another bat somewhere and put a little pressure on Atlanta and Philadelphia and pick up on that experience that they have. But however way it ends, Atlanta and Philadelphia certainly success stories. You know, both of those teams have done it the new way, the way that we saw the Cubs do it in the early teens. That is, strip the thing right down, build it up with prospects, build it up with good quality pitching prospects, and here we are looking at two teams that at the start of the season we wouldn't have thought would be in this race at this time. So hats off to management in Atlanta and Philadelphia. And one guy I really feel happy for is Brian Snitka, who came in as the interim manager of the Braves, managed them well enough to get himself a full contract after, I think, 20 years of managing in the minors and in the low minors and the and A-ball for the Braves. Great success story for him. And Philadelphia, Gabe Kapler, his first crack at a Major League managing job. That didn't look like it was going to start real well at the beginning of the year. There was some rumblings that there was some issues in the clubhouse right in the first week or two of the season, but that ship seems to have righted, and here we are, two teams that we thought were probably going to be third and fourth in that division, or first and second. So, again, hats off to the management of both of those teams.
John, just, I know I bring this up almost every other week or every week, but when is Baltimore going to get rid of Machado? Like, what, and what's the best fit for him? I mean, where, if you're him, where would you want to go?
Well, that's a very interesting question because, you know, if you're Baltimore, you're looking at giving up a guy who is your leading hitter at 306, your leading home run hitter at 19, and your leading run producer with 55 RBIs. Baltimore's kind of in an odd spot because they've got three or four guys that are all established stars that, you know, if they wanted to trade them, they probably could and get a good return on them. And I'm thinking Jones and Britton being two of the other names. I don't think Davis is tradable with that contract that he has. I think that's kind of an albatross around their neck. But if I'm Machado, I think I want to go someplace where I can show that I'm still a good player, I can fit in, I can be a good teammate. I want to go to the postseason. I think wherever he goes, he's probably not going to talk extension. He's probably going to test the free agent market because he's at the prime of his career and he's having a good season. Having looked at it from the other side, what contender wants to break up their team to sign a guy on a short-term rental? And if you're going to sign the guy on anything other than a short-term rental, you're probably going to have to give up good pieces of your team, which means one, maybe two players off your current 25-man roster, one or two or more of your top prospects. At what point do you want to give up players to pick up a guy unless you know for sure that he's going to re-sign with you? And I just don't see Machado wanting to have that negotiation. So the Orioles may find themselves in a little bit of a box. I think from the Orioles' standpoint, the ship has sailed. I just don't think that there's any chance he's going to re-sign. There's obviously no chance they're going to get back in this race. Every day that they do not trade him, they lower his value, because if he is going to be a true rental player, you're going to get more for him by trading him now than you are later in the season. So it's a little bit of a tough spot for Baltimore, but quite frankly, I think they've got to move him. And if I'm a team looking at picking him up, I got to decide whether I want to sail for this now and give up a bunch of guys that I consider good prospects or good players for a guy I may only have for 2.5 months. Tough sell if you don't win at all.
It's a good point. That's the voice of John Poulter, our professor of sports, joining us here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf getting you through. I got to ask you, John, I mean, there's so many great stories in baseball so far. A lot of cities involved and, you know, not so many in the American League as you do have, obviously, in the National League. And why do you think that is? I mean, it does seem like the balance of power is absolutely in the American League, where you have three teams that already have 50-plus wins. On the other side, the Milwaukee Brewers still leading the National League with 45 wins. So is there parity or is there dominance in the American League right now?
I think it's just cyclical more than anything, Andy. You know, we've went through a spell in the 70s and the 80s where the National League was dominant, both in terms of strong teams, World Series winning teams, and All-Star games. Now it's sort of swung back and forth a couple of times. We're going through a spell now where the American League seems to be the dominant league. The fact that two of the biggest spenders in the game, the Yankees and the Red Sox, are in the same league and the same division, so therefore continue to write checks because it's I've got my guy, who are you going to get? I've got my guy, who are you going to get kind of deal. It's almost like it changes every week. Two big markets like that, you're going to see a bit of a stretch. I'm not so sure that Houston would fit in that same category. Houston obviously doesn't have any financial problems when they can go out and sign some of the free agents they've signed and trade for guys like Verlander, and I see they're still in the mix for Britton out of Baltimore, which is not going to be a cheap ticket. But Seattle has kind of done it the old-fashioned way, a couple of astute trades here and there, but essentially they've built through homegrown players. I just think it's a cyclical thing, and the fact that the National League is relatively competitive, nobody's running away with any division, and that Central Division, you could almost pick a day and say on Tuesday's Milwaukee's going to be in first place, on Wednesday it's the Cubs, on Thursday it's the Cardinals, on Friday it's the Brewers again, and there seems to be a lot of baseball being played between the teams in that division right now. So that's going to change. I think it's great to sit back and see some of these what we call smaller markets, and with all due respect to Milwaukee, I still think of Milwaukee as a smaller market when you compare it to Chicago and even St. Louis from that standpoint in that division. I think it's great that we've seen a team like Milwaukee basically strip it down, start afresh, pick up a couple of astute free agent signings before the start of the year, go with an untested manager that knows your organization, and basically say to him, hey, this is your team to do what you can with it for the next 3 or 4 years. Council has obviously done that. They've pitched better than we thought they would. I think it's a great success story to see them 2 games ahead of the Cubs. And the Cubs have lost twice this week already to the Reds, which is not something you would normally expect. But as I said before, the Reds have won 9 and 11, 6 in a row. And, you know, maybe the Reds are not back in postseason contention, but they're certainly going to make it rough for the rest of the teams in that division.
John, great stuff today as always, man. We really appreciate you taking time out with us each and every Sunday between 8 a.m. and 10 a.m. Pacific time. I know that's not what time it is for you because you're going on the East Coast time, but we do appreciate your time, obviously, with us each and every Sunday. Have a wonderful day, and we'll catch up with you next week.
Yeah, thanks, guys. My pleasure as always. I always like talking to you guys, and we'll check in next week.
I got an interesting idea that I want to throw at both of you next week, and maybe I'll just throw it out here right now as a teaser so you can think about it for a week, because we've talked about in other leagues where they want to have different seedings with how they do the postseason. Maybe they should do that in baseball, too, because right now you have the three best teams in Major League Baseball all in the American League, and it's almost too bad that two of those three can't make it to the World Series, if you know what I'm saying. Anyways, appreciate your time, John, as always, man. We got to take a quick pause for the cause. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back, everybody.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down, 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Call the CPAP hotline now. 800-430-4234. 800-430-4234. That's 800-430-4234. Copays and deductibles apply. Supplies are replaced in accordance with Medicare guidelines.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
You can always get at us, 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on Twitter. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. You can always check out the website, too. That's dorfonsportsradio.com. If you missed it, we just got done talking with our professor of sports, John Poulter. You can always go back and check it out later. But truth be told, there's a ton of things to get into, Mike. And, you know, the NBA draft just took place on Thursday. It's now Sunday. DeAndre Ayton has already kind of made his way here in Phoenix, Arizona. I don't know if you happen to see him getting out to the basketball camps and some of the other guys getting out to some of the basketball camps. But I think that's kind of a cool thing, to be honest with you. Number one draft pick, you know, you could have a huge head on your shoulders at this point in time. But at the same time, it's work. This is what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to get out in the public. You're supposed to get out there in the community and meet those kids and shake their hands and sign autographs and do all those things, which is so special to a young man that may look up to you. Maybe your favorite. Maybe that's his favorite player, for crying out loud, you know? So the truth is DeAndre Ayton, the number one pick here in the Phoenix Suns, where we are live from, obviously, each and every Sunday. You and I both live in the Valley of the Sun, Phoenix, Arizona, and he's the number one pick. There were no surprises, man, and I don't think there were many surprises in the draft, to be honest with you, for the most part. Yeah, there were some trades, but for the most part, I thought it was pretty mellow, man.
No, I thought it was, too. The only thing that surprised me early on was really Trae Young going at 5. I thought Trae Young was... you know, I thought he was going to fall in that between like 9 and 12, somewhere in there. So he went a little higher than I thought. I mean, not that was like, I wasn't sitting there going, oh my God, you know, he's picked way, way above his pay grade. You know, I mean, different teams have different, needs and, you know, Trae Young is going to fit that bill for Atlanta. Just like Doncic, or however you say his name, is going to fit the bill in Dallas. I think Doncic going to Dallas is a good fit for him because, you're going to have that big German guy, Nowitzki, kind of helping him out, another European, and helping a younger European guy make his way into the league, even though, you know, even though he's retired now, but I mean, I think that's going to be a good fit. I think Bagley, I'm a big Bagley guy. I mean, if it was me being a GM, I probably would have taken Bagley as number one. I just like his game a little better than Bagley, but it's between Bagley and Ayton, it can really be 1 and 1A. You know, it just depends what you like, what you don't like out of each person. But you're exactly right with Ayton. You know, getting out in the community, shaking hands, kissing babies, the whole politician kind of thing there, you know, and to ingratiate himself to the fan base here. I mean, people out here, we know who Ayton is. I mean, kind of, because he was a U of A Arizona kid during his one and only college season. So I think Ayton's attitude, I mean, you hear him talk, and I think there's a lot of that. He's just so grateful for his opportunity that he has. And I think it comes a lot from his parents. You could tell that they mean a lot to him and how they raised him. I think it's going to be a good thing for Phoenix and their fan base to have this big dude in the middle that can cause some problems. So I'm looking forward to what the Suns can be in the future.
Yeah, I mean, I think that if you think that they're going to wind up going to the playoffs next year,
yeah,
that might be a little bit of a stretch, especially in the Western Conference. However, I do think that there's definitely going to be some improvement. They can't get much worse, let's be honest. But as the draft order went, by the way, DeAndre Ayton did go number one. Marvin Bagley goes 2. And you and I both like Marvin Bagley a lot. Talking about a local kid, he also a local kid, and it would have been pretty cool for him to come to the Phoenix Suns, and I would have liked it, to be honest with you. He's my guy. I've been watching him since he was in sixth grade, man, and I've been a fan. So big ups to Marvin Bagley, who went number 2, and it's too bad when you have a DeAndre Ayton and a Marvin Bagley. It's like you can't go wrong taking either one of those guys, but hey, one guy goes 1, one guy goes 2. Go ahead.
Well, I mean, I was just going to say, and, you know, with Phoenix picking 1 and Sacramento picking 2, man, we're going to get to see these two guys go head to head a lot, you know, against each other. So there's going to be, I'm sure there's going to be some major competition between these two, to be like Ayton trying to prove why he was the number one pick and Bagley trying to prove, you know what, maybe I should have been number one. You know, between those two. So that's going to be fun to watch in their early years in the league.
Sure, I agree. Luka Doncic goes number three. Number four is Jaren Jackson Jr. from Michigan State. Trae Young, like you said, goes five. Mohamed Bamba goes number six. Wendell Carter goes seven. Colin Sexton goes eight. Kevin Knox goes nine. Mikal Bridges goes 10 to Philadelphia, but then gets later traded to the Phoenix Suns, who picked Zaire Smith from Texas Tech, if I'm not mistaken. I love that kid's game. And speaking of local projects, man, or prodigies, another kid that was born and raised in Arizona is Zaire Smith. And for a quick moment, I was like, wow, they did something right here. And they got a local kid in this draft. And then, bam, before you knew it, they traded for Bridges, who, you know, a lot of people like him, a little bit older. He's a 22-year-old kid, a senior, you know, very few seniors that play in college basketball anymore. I think that the upside on Zaire Smith, to me at least, I like it a little bit more. I don't know, but at the end of the day, look, they have their reasons and their philosophies as to why they do things, but that's your top 10 from this year's 2018 NBA draft.
Well, yeah, and you mentioned Bridges there, and the interesting thing with Bridges was that his mom was vice president of the human resources department for Philadelphia. He gets drafted by Philadelphia. You watch the interview and they're just like, the mom's like, go Sixers. And he's just like, oh God, this couldn't have been any better. And then about an hour later, he learns firsthand how the business that the NBA is a business. It's not college anymore. And he gets traded down here to the Valley of the Sun.
Yeah, I mean, it would have been kind of a dream come true when you think about it for him. Obviously, growing up in Philly, played at Villanova. We all know where that is. And then you go and maybe have a chance to play for the Philadelphia 76ers. Again, I mean, there were several situations like this with DeAndre Ayton coming to Arizona, playing for the Phoenix Suns. Could have had the same situation for Marvin Bagley, potentially, if he would have been the number one pick. And then Zaire Smith, for a moment, was a Phoenix Sun, like I said. So it's kind of cool when you can go back to your roots and your hometown and maybe make a difference. Go ahead, man.
Right. Now, and I was just going to ask you, what do you think about the whole Michael Porter Jr. thing? I mean, he gets drafted by Denver. You know, he has the back issues, the hip issues. If you're the GM of Denver, do you still make that pick?
Yeah, see, here's the deal, man. You know, it's interesting because I've heard people trying to weigh in and say, well, you know, the Phoenix Suns had the best draft, or, you know, the Philadelphia 76ers had the best draft. It's really hard to tell who's had the best draft after one day of the draft being done.
You won't know for 2 years.
Well, and nobody stepped on an NBA basketball floor. So, look, here's the deal. Michael Porter has top three pick in this draft ability and athleticism and game.
Absolutely.
If he's healthy, right? And maybe he would have been the number one pick. Who knows? But the point of the matter is this. He wasn't. He was the 14th pick. He fell because, like you said, he has those back problems. The initial reports about this guy's health aren't necessarily that great. But let me just say this, because we're talking about people saying, hey, this team had the best draft or this team had the best draft. If Michael Porter Jr. winds up being the best player in this draft and they stole him at number 14, much too like what the Utah Jazz did last year in getting Donovan Mitchell later in the draft. I think he went 13 or something along
something
those
like
lines.
Yeah, he's end of the lottery, yeah.
Right, but the truth is that this could be the steal of the draft for the Denver Nuggets. And Michael Porter, if I'm him, I don't know if he's able to play next year yet, but when he does get back out there on the floor, you would bet that this guy has a chip on his shoulder when he knew that himself, he had talent to be in a top three pick. Go ahead.
So let me ask you this. Okay. Yeah. So he has the hip issues. He has the back issues. I'm with you. I still would have made the pick, but here, do you redshirt him? Do you just go, you know what? You're not going to play this year. We're going to make sure that back is healthy. We're going to do what we need to do. So in 2019, you can come back and you can start playing, kind of like a Ben Simmons, kind of like what happened to Embiid kind of thing. You just, not that they're trusting the process in Denver, but I mean, you gotta be careful with Porter a little bit. So the question is, do you kind of redshirt him?
I don't know if I'd redshirt him. I would say, you know what, let his body do the talking and we'll see where he's at.
Go ahead and play him in summer league. then.
Yeah, well, maybe. I mean, if he's ready to go, I know he didn't play a lot of basketball last year in college. So the bottom line is, once again, like you said, that injury was the reason why this guy dropped so far. But with that being said, maybe the Denver Nuggets wind up getting a steal in this draft at number 14 by taking Michael Porter Jr. We'll have to wait and see, man. Again, don't judge this draft one day after it's happened or 4 days after now that it's happened.
Absolutely.
Wait a couple of years. Let's give this thing some time to marinate and resonate in our brains and see the actual play on the fields. Or on the floor, in this case.
Yeah,
not talking football. We're talking basketball.
Right.
Again, by the way, he's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. You can always get at us on Twitter. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. You can check out the website, too. It's DorfOnSportsRadio.com. Go ahead, Mike.
Yeah, no, and I was just going to mention, you know, you kind of mentioned at the top that, you know, what, you know, were there some weird things that happened or some surprises? I guess, you know, as you kind of look at the first round, a couple of surprises to me was Grayson Allen going as high as he did. You know, not that 21's all that high, but, I mean, he's still first-round pick. I wasn't sure that he was going to get picked in the first round. I thought he was, like, maybe an early second-round kind of guy. But, you know, with the, I don't know how you term it, emotional issues that this kid had at his time at Duke, tripping people and all those kind of things, you know, seeing Donovan Mitchell embrace him at the draft was a cool thing to see, to kind of go, hey, you're with me now. This is how we do it. We're going to, you know, we're going to have a good time here in Utah. And then I think one of the steals of the draft was the Pacers picking Aaron Holiday. That kid, since I cover the Pac-12 for SB Nation, you know, that kid can play. Like he has that dog mentality. He has that give me the dang ball in crunch time. He's a shooter. He's an offensive kid, and he can play defense too. So he's kind of a two-way kind of player. So I think Indiana got a good steal on him. And then you look at Portland. Portland took Anthony Simmons, who was at the IMG Academy, never played college ball, and he's a guard. And you look at Portland, and you're like, well, you got Lillard and you got McCollum. Like, what are you getting a shooting guard for that's never played college ball? So you kind of wonder what the mentality is with the GM and the administration there in Portland. But
let me jump in. I mean, maybe Damian Lillard might be getting a little bit impatient when you think about what's happened there over the past few years. Like you said, great tandem in that backcourt. He and McCollum are tough. Nobody's going to say anything else. Those guys are maybe the best or one of the best in the league as far as backcourts go. But maybe a little bit of frustration setting in. Damian Lillard up soon for free agency, I'm pretty sure myself there. And maybe they're thinking about the future and planning ahead a little bit. I do hear the music behind us. It means we got to take a quick pause for the cause, Mike. We're going to come back. We're going to wrap up hour number one. Hour number two will be on the horizon then. So keep it close, everybody. We like thoughts. We like opinions. 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on Twitter, Mike's Pigskin Opinion. I'm Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. Call now. That's 800-508-5774.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from Resort Release, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get rid of their expensive timeshares. Once you've made that decision to get rid of your timeshare for any reason, Resort Release is offering a Better Business Bureau accredited way to legally get rid of your timeshare guaranteed. We guarantee to get rid of your timeshare payments permanently. Even if you've tried another company to get rid of your expensive timeshare, call now and see if we can help you. At Resort Release, you don't pay anything until you're ready. If you're ready to learn how to permanently get rid of your costly timeshare, make this complimentary free call right now.
800-598-0539. 800-598-0539. 800-598-0539. That's 800-598-0539.
All aboard!
I. There it is. Welcome back in, buddy. I'm Andy Dorf. He's Mike Wilson. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Get at us, 1-800-878-7529. Only a couple minutes left here in the segment, and I do want to start this out just a little bit. I want to tease it for you, Mike, and then we'll get into it again when we come back in hour number two. But NBA free agency is just about upon us, man. I believe it's actually July 1st, if I'm not mistaken. And then, obviously, the two big names, Kawhi Leonard and LeBron James, man. And obviously those are the two big dominoes. There's also Paul George, but I believe he's going to stay in Oklahoma City. We already heard about Melo opting back in. There's some other guys that are out there. Maybe a couple of Boston Celtics that are looking to opt out and things along those lines. But obviously the two big dominoes, LeBron James and Kawhi Leonard, bro.
Yeah. And, you know, and the thing with Kawhi is he's still under contract for another year. So it's really San Antonio with the leverage and if they get the right deal from the right team. But, you know, once LeBron decides what he's doing, everything else kind of filters out from there. It all revolves around what LeBron does. And I'm getting more and more convinced that he doesn't go anywhere. I'm getting convinced that he stays in Cleveland, you know, for the next few years.
I agree with you, and I think that there's a way where LeBron can make a super team there in Cleveland. So believe me, man, there's so many options, and it's weird because the players are holding all the cards, man. And that's speaking of that, I think David Johnson's holding the cards too, speaking of cards, because the Arizona Cardinals and he are having a little bit of a problem right now. I know the music's going. We got to take a quick pause for the cause. Hour number one is in the books, people. Hour number two on the horizon. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Keep it close, everybody. We'll be right back.